Well, the season has absolutely flown by at Hamilton Park. I don't know where the summer has gone, and this is our final evening meeting of the year. We've got three more meetings to come, though, after this. Into September, we've got Sunday and Monday, the 18th and 19th of September, and our final meeting of the year is on Monday, the 26th of September. The summer has absolutely flown by. We hope you've enjoyed your racing at Hamilton Park. And incidentally, the best way, as always, to book is in advance on the Hamilton Park Racecourse website to get the best deals. So the Betting Bet race night, it's a six race card, gets underway at 5:20. The gates open at 3:30, looking at one or two of the feature races. Well, race five, the 7:25, is the free bettingtips.com horse racing tips fillies handicap. It's over six furlongs, and a filly in this race with winning form at Hamilton Park already this season is number six, Iris Dancer. She's trained in Cumbria by Tristan Davidson. She's ridden by Jason Hart, of course, a man in great form at the moment after those two Group 1 successes earlier on in the summer. Iris Dancer's been in good form on this type of ground as well. It's on the soft side of good. She's got that form back in the spring. I think she'll run pretty well. Fillies in form at this time of year tend to hold the form pretty well. Others of interest in the race, well, the main danger really is the top weight, Elegant Erin. She rattled off a hat-trick earlier on in the season for Paul Midgley, who does so well with his sprinters. And Graham Lee, the jockey on the top weight, of course, going back in the day, used to be a jump jockey. And indeed, he won both the Scottish National and the Grand National itself at Aintree. So there's a couple of horses that could go well in that filly's handicap. The most valuable race on the card is the 6:25. It's the £20,000 betting.bet live betting odds pro 2-year-old series final. Now, it's a nursery handicap, and as we've been trying to say throughout the summer as well, when you see the term nursery in a handicap in the title of a race, it simply means it's a handicap confined to 2-year-old horses. A 2-year-old is the youngest age a thoroughbred horse can race at. And we've got George Scott, the Newmarket trainer, with Coco Jack. Now, George Scott doesn't send too many runners to Hamilton Park. He has had five runners in the past, and four of them have won, including Coco Jack, earlier on in the season. Hence the reason he qualified for this nursery. Scrambled home by a narrow margin. There's a little bit of doubt about the ground, but he's not coming all this way just for a good look at Hamilton Park. He'll be doing his very best, and he's one of the likely favourites as well. Just watch the names in that race, incidentally. We've got three horses with the name Jungle in their title. Number three, JM Jungle. We've got number five, Jungle Fever. And also number six, Jungle Time. Going back a race to the 5:55, it's the betting.bet online betting handicap. And we've got a horse making a quick turnaround after running very well at Hamilton Park on our Lanark Silver Bell card. That's just 5 days ago. Number seven, Impressor, finished in second place for Phil Makin and Rowan Scott, another Borders jockey. And Impressor could well go close to going one better in the Hamilton Park second race of the night. And then finally, moving to our last race, the 7:55, it's the iGaming.news Sport and Casino Industry News Handicap. 1 mile and one furlong the distance this time. Clan Jock, can this be yet another winner for Jimmy Long, the owner? We've seen these colours successful in so many big races recently, including, of course, in the Lanark Silver Bell with Wiki Wiki Wheels. Clan Jock loves Hamilton Park. Three wins from seven runs at the track, and under Ty O'Shea could go well again. Number four, Clan Jock, in the 7:55. So there you have it. A good look at our Hamilton Park card coming up, of course, on Wednesday night. Enjoy your time, and remember to check out that Hamilton Park Racecourse website for our three remaining fixtures of 2022.